Australians will vote on whether to legalise same-sex marriage in February under a plan to be put to the coalition today. The proposals set out by the government allocate $15 million of public funds to the yes and no campaigns. The opposition hasn't said whether it will vote against the legislation. A countrywide ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia has come into effect in Syria. It's the second attempt this year by Washington and Moscow to halt the five-year civil war. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry concedes it's inevitable there'll be violations, but says the signs so far are good. The daughter of the late former New South Wales Premier Neville Wran has been released from prison 2 years after she was arrested over her role in the death of a Sydney drug dealer. Harriet Wran was granted parole after serving 2 years in jail for robbery and being an accessory to murder. And Tim Diskin has won gold in the S9 100 metres freestyle, bringing the Australian medal count to 34 and putting the team sixth on the leaderboard at the Rio Paralympics. And this follows an earlier gold by Braden Davidson in the men's long jump, winning Australia its first track and field gold medal.